As I settle down to pray, I begin with the preparatory prayer. Dear God, may all my intentions and actions be directed purely to your service and praise. And as I sit here in prayer before the God who loves me, I stop to consider, how is God looking at me now? If I have no sense of how God looks at me, I ask him directly, Dear God, how are you looking at me now as I sit here before you in prayer? And I wonder, what does God desire for me now, in this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life? If I have no sense of God's desire for me, again I ask him directly, Dear God, what do you desire for me now, in this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life? I listen for God's response. And I ask God for my desire. What grace am I seeking from my prayer today? Courage, faith, love, strength, the absence of fear. I ask God for the grace that I seek. And so I turn my attention to Julian's revelation for day 33 of our journey. And as I read slowly and attentively through the revelation, I notice what word or phrase catches my attention. I remain with that word or phrase, repeating it again and again in my mind. Whatever kinds of fear be suggested to us, other than reverent fear, though they appear disguised as holiness, they are not. And this is how they can be recognized apart. The fear that makes us hastily to flee from everything that is not good and to fall into our Lord's breast, as the child into the mother's arms, with all our intention and with all our mind, knowing our feebleness and our great need, knowing his everlasting goodness and his blessed love, seeking only in him for salvation, cleaving to him with faithful trust. That fear which leads us in this direction is gentle and gracious and good and true. And all that is opposed to this is either wrong or mixed with wrong. So this is the remedy: to recognize them both and to refuse the wrong. So the natural attribute of fear, which we have in this life by the grace-giving operation of the Holy Spirit, will be the same in heaven before God: gentle, courteous, most sweet. And thus in love we shall be familiar and close to God, and in fear we shall be gentle and courteous to God, and both in the same way. I reflect on the word or phrase that has caught my attention. What does this word or phrase mean to me? What does this word or phrase make me feel? I savour it. I allow it to sink more deeply into my being. I talk to God about the word or phrase that has caught my attention. I tell God what it means to me. And I tell God what it makes me feel. I listen for God's response. I spend some time resting in God. simply being still. Being still in God. Feeling His presence surround me. If there is more fruit to be drawn from the revelation, I remain with it. Otherwise, I turn to this scripture, 1 John 4, verse 18, and Psalm 34, verse 9. And as I read through the scripture, slowly and attentively, I notice what new word or phrase catches my attention. I remain with my new word or phrase, repeating it again and again in my mind. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not reached perfection in love. Fear the Lord, you saints of the Lord, for those who fear the Lord lack nothing. I reflect on the word or phrase that has caught my attention. What does this word or phrase mean to me? What does it make me feel? I savor it. I allow it to sink more deeply into my being. I talk to God about the word or phrase that has caught me. I tell God what it means to me. And I tell God what it makes me feel. I listen for God's response. I spend some time resting in God, simply being still. Being still in God. Feeling his love enfold me. I have a conversation with God, as one friend speaks to another about what has been moving me in this prayer. I gently and gradually draw my prayer to a close. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.